Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
¿Estás pensando en tus vacaciones soñadas este verano temiendo el costo? Con iBora recibes reembolsos en todas tus compras. Así puedes tomar más tiempo creando recuerdos este verano y menos tiempo soñando hacerlos. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música cuando te registras. Simplemente ve a App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Roberto Metsola was re-elected this morning, President of the European Parliament, and she addressed new MEPs outlining her vision for the Parliament and indeed for the European Union. And in that speech, she talked about the need for the EU to protect young women and girls from hate and violence, girls specifically like Nicole Coco Fox. Take a listen.
If hate and violence continue to be a driving force of too much of our political discourse, we must deliver a Europe where everyone feels at home, where girls like Coco from Ireland are protected from their tormentors. We cannot leave Europe a better place if too many women are still unable to feel part of it. Too many women are still abused, still beaten, still murdered in our Europe. Too many women are still fighting for rights. Too many women still earn less than men for the same job. Too many women still feel afraid, and this must become their Europe too.
That was Roberto Metsola. Nicole Fox Coco, of course, gave her name to Coco's Law. She took her life after a campaign of relentless bullying. And Coco's Law deals with the distribution of the publication of intimate images without consent. And with intent to cause harm. Joining me now, Jackie Fox, Nicole's mother, Coco's mother. Jackie, you're welcome to the show and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Did you know that Coco was going to be mentioned today in the European Parliament?
And I didn't know it was going to be mentioned today. Roberta and Manfred Weber and all the guys over there, they do keep in touch with me after I've been over in Brussels and Strasbourg, but I didn't know she was actually going to mention her today, so I was happy with that.
So tell me, is there a campaign then ongoing within Europe and at European Parliament level to have a kind of a European version of Coco's Law?
Yeah, it's not a campaign for me. When I brought it into Ireland that time, I got a message from the European Parliament in Brussels, and they asked me to make a video about Nicole and Coco and send it back to them. I did that and they invited me over and they invited me over to speak. And I said that, I didn't think Coco's Law should be only in Ireland because it should be Europe-wide because it's happening to so many people. You know, so many people have lost their lives, you know, because of the likes of online bullying and the sharing of intimate images. So it just, they asked me to go over and then, that was in May, the year before, and they asked me would I come back in June, but I was only home, and they asked me to go straight back over. They didn't want to wait till June. They wanted to start the ball rolling in bringing a law Europe-wide for, you know, to protect people online. So ever since then, like, they're really into bringing it, you know. They've, I have to go back over for a screening, and you know, I've been back and forward. I went to Strasbourg, Croatia, Slovenia, all the European Parliaments there. So they're really, really, trying to bring this in. Yeah. And it sounds positive by you know, all they're saying. And I was delighted there with Roberta Metsola just re-elected again, that she brought Coco's name back in, so they haven't forgot about her, you know. So I was delighted with that, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, one would imagine that speech that she gave, it's very carefully crafted, and everything that's mentioned is mentioned you know, for a specific reason and with intention behind it. So it's obviously high up on her own agenda. And I mean, it would kind of, reading between the lines, you'd have to think that the only reason she mentioned it is because she thinks that there's good reason to believe they'll get it over the line and they'll get this done.
Yeah, and she has basically said things like that. Now, not directly, because anything can happen, you know, but she said that she's going to put 100% in to, as you said, getting it over the line, that she's putting everything into making this happen. So she really seems to be serious about doing it, and I'm delighted with that, you know.
It's kind of a strange one maybe, but how does it feel as a parent to hear Nicole still being talked about, you know, in this way that, like, to a degree, our memory is kind of kept alive by this continual kind of rolling out of this law?
You know what, it's a bittersweet moment because obviously I never wanted, this wasn't what we wanted in life, you know. I want Nicole. I'd do anything to have, I'd give it all away to have Nicole back, you know. So that's the bitter moment, but I suppose the sweet moment for them to still, when Nicole died, I always said to my mum that I'm going to make sure she's never going to be forgotten, and I did get her legacy over here. So when I still hear it now and being announced today, I don't know if pride is the right word, because I shouldn't have been in this situation. There should have been a law in Ireland and to protect Nicole for her to be still here. But I suppose, yeah, it is good to hear that they're still keeping her name alive. And as I said, I always said that I was going to make sure she's never going to be forgotten. So to have the law over in Ireland and then potentially her name in this law in Europe, would be huge, you know. I just want everyone to know who Nicole is, and then have the law in and have our legacy. So,
well, listen, Jackie, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat to us as well today. Jackie Fox, mother of Nicole Fox Coco, who gave her name, of course, to Coco's law and name check today by Roberta Metsola, the now re-elected president of the European Parliament.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.